Thank you, Jesus. Sunday morning, January 5th, 2020. As Danny was singing the song, Take It Back in Jesus' Name, I felt like I needed to say this because it came to me that, you know, if you've been speaking a lot of things over your lifetime, don't get discouraged because you speak something a few times and you don't see it happen. It was like what I saw years ago. The Lord showed me these little demons walking with bricks under their arms. And they're walking over here, and they're putting a brick up, you know, and then they're coming back. So if you've been saying things and doing things for a long time, taking thoughts, saying, give the Word of God some time to build a stronghold of the Lord in its place. It's like when you speak the word, he has to grab a brick off, take it off. You understand what I'm saying? When we give in to the devil, he builds a stronghold in our mind. But the word of the Lord becomes our stronghold. We're replacing those strongholds that have been in our lives with the word of the Lord building a stronghold over our lives. So don't get discouraged. Stay with it. Stay with it. And there'll be a day where you can just, there's just certain things that over the years that I saw the Lord's faithfulness in, and I don't really have to pray about it. I can just cast the care on it and just say something. I never even go there anymore because it just has been established in my life. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. All right. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is The Second Revolution. This is what the word revolution means. A forcible overthrow of a government of social order in favor of a new system. I'm just going to read to you what the Lord began to speak to me. Courage is rising up. The righteous are bold as a lion. What is happening in Virginia is the beginning. It is a spark that will turn into a raging fire that will spread across the nation. I've been speaking in my confessions that the militia across the United States will rise up to stand with Virginia. The cowards of the swamp, these that have been working and hiding, it is a shame to even speak about what they do in secret. What they've been doing will now be shouted from the housetops. They will run scared. It will be as it has been said, they will not be able to walk down the street. That was a cue post. They will not be able to walk down the street. Yes, their visibility, their popularity, their days in the spotlight are over. They have been pushing my church back into a corner with no place to go. Well, the tables have turned. Haman has been hung on the gallows. There will be no place for them to run and hide. They will no longer do their dirty deeds, says the Lord. It is time of the pushback. It's like he had to allow this to happen for, you know, you just get bullied so long, one day you step out against the bully. The citizens and Christians of this nation will rise up and say, we're not going to put up with this anymore. The lion is roaring on the inside. No more victim mentality. I am completely draining the swamp. The U.S. Declaration of Independence states that when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object invents a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is the right, it is their duty to throw off such government. That's what I see happening here. Because I was concerned about it. The line is rising up in my people. It could not be done by your leader, lest it be misconstrued to be an overthrow by a dictator. If the president went in and did what he wanted, they impeached him over putting the wrong relish on his hot dog. My gosh, what do you think if he really did something, rose up and just hauled them all in? It could not be done by your leader, lest it be misconstrued to be an overflow by a dictator. It's all in the plan. I've always given my church the land and the responsibility to occupy it. Do not look to your leaders for deliverance. I'm leading them and guiding them, but my plan is the one that will be executed. It will be executed by my army. Just what the Lord had us, the teaching. We the people are rising up and saying that we have had enough. The real tyrant is Satan, and it is time for him to be back under your feet. Are you fed up enough yet? I feel like we're watching a soap opera, and you're just a, you know, you just get to the part you just couldn't hear anymore. It's the same old thing over and over and over. Well, that's what's been happening. It's been a movie, a bad movie. This is what the show has been all about. Yes, a movie. So you would see. Say, that's enough, and rise up and put Satan in his rightful place, under your feet, foot on his neck. This will purge your nation. Revolution will bring absolution. This is what absolution is: forgiveness, pardoning, exoneration, remission, and dispensation. Remission to the penitent, the cleansing of your land. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. It has always been up to my church. 1 Peter 4:17 says, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel? Pray for your leaders. Esteem them. They are all part of the plan. Never forget, though, that it is a showdown between good and evil. It's not Republican, Democrat. It's good and evil. The church and the God of this world system, it has been placed in the lap of my mighty ones. The ball is in your court. Say not. When will the leaders do something? When you do something, they will have the freedom to do something. As you rule and reign, you're changing the landscape. Things have been changing for a while. Keep it up. Get people awakened to what is really going on. A lot of them are experiencing warfare because of what we're doing. Recognize it as warfare. Recognize it as that. Let me read that again. Things have been changing for a while. Keep it up. Get people awakened to what is really going on. Especially believers is key. When they realize the authority they have and they rise up and start to use it, devil look out. My thought, I noticed the flag that the Virginia militia were displaying is "Don't tread on thee." You know the snake? "Don't tread on thee" sign. Luke 10:19. I don't think I typed it out. I'll read it. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. While making confessions over the nation, I had this thought come to me, and I spoke it out. Hong Kong has become an annex of the USA. If you notice, in their six-month protests, they're all carrying American flags and singing God Bless America. And we want Trump. We want Trump. They want the freedom that we have in this nation that we are in a revolution right now to keep. Also had to speak that Canada is also part of the USA. Globalism and communism and socialism is being pushed out of the northern hemisphere. And I've got a scripture on that. This is Zechariah 6. What's cool about Zechariah 6, it talks about the same thing as Revelation 6. The horses of the apocalypse. Okay, Zechariah. Gonna get there. Gonna verse 1. I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of brass. In the first chariot were red horses. This is the communistic. And in the second chariot, black, which is capitalism. And in the third chariot, white horses, which is Catholicism. In the fourth chariot, grizzled and bay, which is Islam. Then I answered and said unto the angel that talked with me, What are these, my Lord? And the angel answered and said to me, These are the four spirits of the heavens which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. The black horses which are there go forth into the north. We are the north. We're the northern hemisphere. And the white go forth after them, and the grizzled go forth toward in the south country. And the bay went forth and sought to go that they might walk to and fro through the earth. And he said, Get you hence, walk to and fro through the earth. So they walked to and fro through the earth. So they're the ones that are influencing nations, the spirits. Then cried he upon me and spake unto me, saying, Behold, these that go toward the north country have requited my spirit in the north country. Peace. That's what I had. Peace in the northern hemisphere. Free from socialism, free from communism. That's a big mass of land. Okay. The Lord says, we're free. It's time to occupy. Okay, you can stop that one.